cannot live by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my bone. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Third and final hour on this hump day, Wednesday, December 18th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. This segment brought to you by Mike Lindell's MyPillow.com Christmas sale. I got an email yesterday saying yesterday was the last day to order before Christmas. Well, I got another email this morning, said they negotiated a shipment for today to go out with their shippers from the new state-of-the-art warehouse in Minnesota. If you place the order today, they are still saying they can get them to you before Christmas. You'll get them on Tuesday, December 24th, but you have to order today before 9 p.m. tonight. Just go to MyPillow.com. Shop away, buy whatever gifts you want, put them in the cart, go to checkout, see how much it's going to cost retail, and then put in the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, one word, no space, hit apply, and you'll see 50, 60, 70, 80% off some items, plus free shipping. And they are saying this morning in the email I got, you will get them before Christmas. They will come next Tuesday, December 24th. Then all I got to do is wrap them and put them under the tree, and Santa came. There you go. Text me MP for my pillow, and I'll send you the information. A national story, research put out by Lou Dobbs. Well, it has to do with the state of Michigan, and a topic that's very near and dear to my heart. My wife, Victoria Bishop, ran to be the clerk of Antrim County on this very issue. Election data expert warns of, quote, vote laundering, end quote. Explains how Michigan Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson is allegedly framing innocent voters who they, the voters, could be charged with a felony based on what Jocelyn Benson is doing with our qualified voter files. Stunning analysis of voter history records by Michigan data expert Tim Vetter. I know Tim. He's a good friend of Pat Kobach's. I've talked to him numerous times. He is a computer geek. Well, he's a Michigan data expert, according to Lou Dobbs' story, reveals explosive findings about Michigan's corrupt voter files, qualified voter files, the voter rolls, and they are aimed squarely at the person who is entrusted to ensure their accuracy. Who is it? Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson. Mr. Vedder, who analyzes data for a living, is correct when he argues that Michigan Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson could have potentially put many innocent Michigan voters actually in hot water with the law. Of course, Michigan's Democrat Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson is the person he's talking about. Tim Vedder, a Michigan resident, is a lead data analyst with United Sovereign Americans, a nonpartisan organization comprised of thousands of grassroots citizen volunteers from across the entire United States, working to ensure legally valid elections that are fair, accurate, and trustworthy. Oh, this story is going to blow your mind. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Scott Hawley came to our home and explained all the benefits of investing in a SafeStep walk-in tub and shower. After hearing all the options and features, all while using fresh, chemical-free water every night, made our decision a no-brainer. Call or text Scott at 231-534-0755 to schedule a free home visit. Mention Trucker Randy and get a $500 discount. Again, call or text Scott at 231-534-0755.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Continuing this Lou Dobbs story from Washington, D.C., is focused on Michigan. So basically, I got a national story that ties into Michigan, ties in with Michigan news, politics, and our elections. Tim Vedder, lead data analyst for United Sovereign Americans, a nonpartisan organization comprised of thousands of grassroots citizen volunteers from across the entire United States working to ensure legally valid elections that are fair, accurate, and trustworthy. Well, they don't just complain on social media. When their team discovers election fraud, they sue the offenders. Now, one thing you have to understand, which we have learned through all of these lawsuits about election integrity, election fraud, call it whatever the heck you want, the courts have been throwing these cases out for what's called legal standing. Well, the problem they have is that Tim Vetter lives in Michigan, who's joined the United Sovereign Americans organization, which has a ton of money behind them, along with other Michigan residents. My Fair Elections, that's a group, Patricia Johnson's group down in West Michigan. Former candidate for Michigan governor, somebody that I actually met with and vetted her about becoming governor, Donna Brandenburg. She bought ribeye steak dinner for us, and we sat and ate it in her office, in her horse barn that she built. Another Michigan resident, U.S. Congress candidate Nick Somberg, who ran for Michigan's 11th district against Congresswoman Haley Stevens. Brandon Jacobazzi. I know Brandon. He led the election integrity effort here in the state of Michigan for the Michigan Republican Party. Phil O'Halloran. I know Phil. He's from Oakland County. Well, national Check My Vote founder Fani Mantravadi is part of the lawsuit. And who did they sue? On August 28th of 2024. Now, remember this date, because as you know, the primary was August 6th. 22 days later, after the Republican-Democrat primary election, heading into November 5th general election, they filed a lawsuit in federal court. And who did they sue? Michigan Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson, the Michigan Department of Elections, Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel, and United States Attorney General Merrick Garland. Folks, did you notice how there were no games played down in Wayne County on November 5th of 2024? Did this lawsuit, in what they allege in this lawsuit, did it play a role in Wayne County not doing what Wayne County normally does on general election nights? Don't know for sure, but if you connect the dots, they were good little boys and girls on November 5th, the night of November 5th, November 6th, November 7th, down in Wayne County, Detroit, Michigan. At the counting boards, no games were played. Donald Trump beat and won Michigan by defeating Kamala Harris by over 80,000 votes. 80,000 vote victory in Michigan. Well, this is what their lawsuit contends, is that the Michigan election officials did not meet Michigan's 2022 federal election minimum standards, which every state must maintain as outlined by the United States Congress in order for a federal election to be considered trustworthy and reliable. The lawsuit claims that the 2022 certified election results were unreliable because those minimum standards were not met. Lawsuit filed August 28th of 2024, 22 days after our August 6th primary, months before the November 5th general election this year. They're getting sued over what happened in the midterm election of 2022. Stop and think about this. If their lawsuit goes to court and they are found guilty, that means the midterm election, which reelected Governor Gretchen Whitmer, Attorney General Dana Nessel, Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson, and gave the Democrats a two-seat majority in both the House and the Senate, all of it could be undone. Every single bill, every single thing they've done to our state for the last 2 years now may be drawn into question. Were they constitutional? Because they were passed along party line votes, most of them, 92% I think in the House, 88% in the Senate, party line votes. Not bipartisan. The Democrats, with their slim majority, rammed all of this legislation through and Whitmer signed it. Well, this is what the lawsuit alleges. This is so mind-blowing to me. I can't even barely get through this story. In the lawsuit, quote, respondents in their official capacities engaged in insufficient efforts to ensure that the 2022 performance was not met and cannot be repeated in future federal elections beginning November 5th of 2024. The lawsuit reads, adding, quote, if the election performance inadequacies are repeated November 5th of 2024, petitioners and all Michigan voters will suffer damages, end quote. Folks, this lawsuit that was filed on August 28, 2024 may have been just enough of a threat to keep Jocelyn Benson and the Democrats from doing what they did to us in November of 2020. But it gets even better. Why? Because according to Michigan law 168.509Q, in caps in this Lou Dobbs story, all voter records must be maintained for 5 years. And one change to any qualified voter file, voter history record, post certification, or changes of any sort is a felony offense. Additionally, vote history falsification is a felony violation according to Michigan law 168.932. Vote history delays. You know how they take a week to count the ballots? Violates Michigan law that requires reporting the vote count per the qualified voter files within 7 days of the election, per Michigan law 168.813. Vote history, anything that is added, changed, scrubbed, or deleted is also a violation of Michigan law. This goes on, folks. This is unbelievable. Anything that is changed, switched from in-person to absentee, or from absentee to in-person, that history, if it's scrubbed, deleted, it's a felony as well. Transference, vote history, transferred from one voter ID per the qualified voter files to a different one, a felony. Vote history, moving a voter from one location to a different location without full verification is a felony. Vote history duplicated, where local vote history data is duplicated in any way, shape, or form, felony. Vote history being scrubbed, deleted, or possibly removed from the qualified voter file while the voter is still in active status, a felony. Bottom line, vote history files should be locked down and never changed, according to the lawsuit. Well, back in February of 2024, earlier this year, just prior to the presidential primary, Gateway Pundit published an article with shocking discoveries of duplicate voters found on the Michigan qualified voter files that were found by Tim Vetter, lead data analyst for United Sovereign Americans. Additionally, Soros-funded Michigan Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson and Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel's original election campaigns back in 2018. That, of course, was the first elections that they ran for. Tim Vetter alleges that he has evidence of double voting going all the way back to the 2018 election when Dana Nessel and Jocelyn Benson won their first election. Vetter also alleged that 2 months before the presidential election of 2020, that they were involved in a scheme to double qualified voter files voters. If found to be true, the Attorney General, the top law enforcement officer of the state of Michigan, and the Secretary of State, Jocelyn Benson, basically put those voters in violation of our state's election laws and could be prosecuted for a felony for voting twice. Now, who did they double or duplicate the voters for? Well, of course, it was Democrats. They didn't do it for Republicans. They never doubled my vote, I can guarantee that. They doubled Democratic votes, which basically gave Joe Biden the victory over Donald Trump in the November 2020 presidential election. The highly partisan Democrat duo, their warning shot came on the heels of President Trump suggesting that voters submitting ballots by mail needed to show up in person to turn their ballots in order for them to be tabulated. Nope, that was the year of the Dropbox. Thank you, Mark Zuckerberg of Facebook. We'll continue on the other side. Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
Michigan News Source is brought to you by My Pure Health Solutions. If you